House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Wendy Gambone. Wendy, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And super excited, as always, to be on the show. This is something new for Wendy and I. I've been doing radio for almost 10 years, but it took me 9.5 years to talk her into doing radio with me as a co-host. So super excited about that. And in the last 60 days, we've gotten her up on the air, and she is becoming part of the show. So super excited about that. Let me get a little housekeeping in, and then we're going to talk about today's guest. And if any of you have been following along on Facebook, you know that we're interviewing someone that's known as the Color Whisperer. Always love nicknames. So super excited about that. If you want to call into the show, you can call in by dialing 347-989-1363. Listen to the show by your phone. Plug it into your car radio, and as you're driving around, you can listen to the show as well. If you want to ask questions, you dial 347-989-1363. Again, push the button number 1, and it'll tell you that you could ask questions. We'll get you up on a switchboard and bring you on the show. Now, a couple other things you can find us on Facebook. We hope you find us on Facebook under Wendy Gambone, Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio Network. House Talk is one of the Tough Talk Radio Network shows. That's the platform that we use, and there's a variety of shows on that network. If you go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, you can find all the shows. Click on the one that you like and think that you would be a good guest for. We're always in the mood to market what you're doing. So in the house remodeling business, that we've been in that for over 20 years now here in the Houston area. And we have a lot of different houses, a lot of different situations, a lot of different things we do. We specialize in kitchens and bathrooms. And that's why I'm so excited about today's guest, because the Color Whisperer, well, colors are important. We all know that now the new white is gray, and that, I don't know, Wendy, that might be changing. It changes white so quickly. And so colors are very important. And what I love about today's guest is she does a lot the same as what we do.
Yes, I'm super excited because it has to do with design. And I like to fancy myself maybe not so much a designer, maybe a quasi designer, you know.
A closet designer? So like organizer?
Yeah. Not exactly.
Well, if anyone's been out on our jobs, they know a little bit differently about Wendy. You're too modest. But one of the things that we have found when we go to a house, and I'm pretty sure you're going to find our guest today is very similar to this. We listen to what the customer wants. We don't try to bring them what we think would work. Now, I will tell you, I have looked at some people and said, really?
Are you sure?
But at the end of it all, I tell them I'll spend as much of their money as they want to give them exactly what they want. And it's very important for two reasons. One, we're there to serve the homeowner. And two, we want to get paid at the end of the job. So it's very important to be on the same page, looking at the same image of what people want to get done. So especially when you're doing a kitchen or a bathroom, it's a major remodel in people's houses. So I just want to touch on a couple things coming up here in the future. We have all sorts of guests, from the home mortgage broker, the realtor, pest control.
Inspector.
Inspector. We have flippers, investors. I mean, if it has something to do with the home, you know, whether it's before or after purchase, sale, defense,
property
the mailbox, all those types of things. Maybe you're doing Airbnb with a rental property. That's another show that we have lined up to talk about. And I'm excited about that because, getting rent's one thing, but if you can do something weekly for more money. Well, it just always seems more inviting. So there's a lot of different things coming up. And just go to housetalkradio.com and you'll be able to see a list of the different shows that we have. So let's take a real short break, recognize our sponsors. We'll bring back our guest today, whose name is Jeanette Chasworth. And I believe she's calling from the West Coast. We're going to talk to her and learn some stuff. If you want to get a head start, I hope that you'll stay with us here. Go to thecolorwhisper.com. Let me repeat it, thecolorwhisper.com.
The Color Whisperer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See why it's important you're on this show?
The Color Whisperer.
E-R, whisperer.com. So thecolorwhisperer.com. And get a head start. Get your questions ready for when we come back. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at GamboneCHI.com. That's GamboneCHI.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to House Talk Radio with Wendy and Tony Gambone here, coming to you live outside of Houston, Texas on the Tough Talk Radio Network. As big thanks to our sponsors, and if you want to be a sponsor to the show, well, email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'd love to talk to you about that opportunity. As I mentioned, our guest today is a lady by the name of Jeanette Chasworth. She's been doing this for over 20 years, and she is known as she says her clients have nicknamed her the Color Whisperer. So without wasting any time, I want to welcome Jeanette to the show. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being a guest today. We always get excited when we can have people come and explain what they're doing in their area to help others. And it surely shows if people go to your website, the Color Whisperer, .com, they'll see you're a servant. You're out there serving people, showing them ways to, well, kind of come home and feel their own personality in their house. And that's not an easy task, because with HGTV, everybody has their mind up before you get there. So before we get started.
That's a bad word.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I don't know.
I agree.
You don't like,
four
letters.
No.
I like it because it gives people the idea to start the project and then they call because they need help. But
yes.
You're right. It could be worse.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody where you're calling in from?
I am calling from Los Angeles, Pasadena area. Not Pasadena, Texas. Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with Texas.
It's famous for a little Rose Parade, you know?
Yeah, I've heard of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, is that where you're from originally?
Pretty much. Born and bred here in Southern California.
Okay. Awesome.
Lucky.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. Okay, so what we do here is I'm going to turn the questions over to Wendy, and she has a few questions, and I'll double back and ask some questions in between as well. So, Wendy, it's all yours.
Hi, Jeanette. I know that we spoke briefly earlier about how long you've been in the design business. What made you decide that that was something you wanted to do?
You know, my mom actually started it in me. My mom had polio when she was young, and she was constantly moving the house around to control our behaviors. And her feeling was she knew she was going out of that house feet first. And since most people move every 7 years, she thought it only reasonable that she move her house around, oh, every 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So my sister and I were her crew. We moved furniture, we painted, we peeled wallpaper, you name it, we did it. I went to school in English literature. I love history, sociology, and psychology, and it puts it all together. I went into publishing, and I kind of realized that wasn't where I was supposed to go. And I took a local class at the community college in interior design, and not only was it history, psychology, sociology, but I had furniture.
Okay.
I went and got my degree in interior design. No turning back.
Oh, very cool. So your mom kept you pretty busy.
She did.
That's awesome. And so you got your degree or your is it a degree or certification in interior design?
So I have an AA in interior design. I am also part of ASID, which is the American Society of Interior Designers. And I have passed what's called the NCIDQ, which is a national test, and it's a 3-day test. And so if you're looking at interior designers, some will say Allied ASID, and that means they haven't passed that test. If it just says ASID, that means they've passed that test. It's a higher level of knowledge and professionalism.
Wow, that's good to know. I didn't know that. And I like how you said you need psychology and everything else when doing interior design, because we kind of feel the same way when we're working with clients, and you have to know a little bit about all of that interesting subject of psychology and sociology and all those things that you mentioned that you got in your other degree.
Yeah, it's a huge part of it. You know, dealing with clients, dealing with couples, you know, one wants this, one wants another thing. How do you find the middle ground? And sometimes the house wants something that the clients don't, and you still got to find the middle ground, you know?
Right, because a lot of times I always say that people don't know what they don't know.
Yes.
When it comes to, you know, remodeling or design, because unless you're in it all the time, there's things out there that you have no idea are even possible.
Exactly. And people go on HGTV or they look at other sites we're not going to mention right now about looking for inspiration, and that's great. But at the same time, they don't know what they don't know. And I always say, I give my clients the house they never dreamed they wanted. They didn't know they wanted it. Part of my technique, as you said, yes, I listen to the client, but each of us has our own individual design blueprint of the colors, the shapes, and the textures that give us energy and that give us joy. And so I educate my client on what those are for them, for each person in the house, and for the house. And then we combine those. So it really does create a much more supportive energy for everybody.
That's interesting. So when you talk about colors and everybody having theirs, what's your color that you prefer to work with? If you had the choice and everybody needs to use this particular color, what would that color be?
Well, I don't believe everybody on anything, because we're all very different. We're all individuals, and I believe in unique. Me personally, I like gold. I like green.
Yes.
I like pumpkin. That's what gives me energy, but that's not necessarily what's going to give my client energy. So I don't design for me. I design for my client. I'm working on a house right now that's, you know, almost all white, and I would never, ever live in an all-white house. It would sap my energy dry, but it's what gives them energy. And so it's finding what is going to work for the client and what's going to make them feel more at peace and have more joy in their home.
Oh, I like that. I like how you work with them to – I never thought of colors as being, you know, draining you or lifting you up or bringing you joy, but I like that
well,
explanation.
Well, if you think about it and you know that certain colors excite you, certain colors
mm-hmm.
put you in certain moods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, the blues, the reds, the yellows, and the greens for marketing as well as
yeah.
comfort.
Yeah.
So the colors are a huge issue. And, you know, Jeanette, one of the things I want to ask you is this year it seems as though they're using, like, gold's coming back,
mm-hmm.
Hardware especially.
Yes.
You know, that went away, and now they're using chrome again.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of everything being brushed nickels, it's chrome. And
mm-hmm.
they're actually mixing and matching it. Are
yes.
you experiencing? Because so we're in the center of the country. You're on the West
yes,
Coast.
Yeah, that
where,
was not my question.
Yeah,
we're, like based
we're,
on what area you
yeah,
live in,
yeah.
how do things change?
And things start on the West Coast and the East Coast, and then we kind of get the middle of it. But is that going on out there as well?
Yeah, so what I'm seeing, it started a few years ago. We've always done this. It's a warm color room. It's a cold color room, and we didn't mix them.
Yes.
And we're mixing them now. I did one a couple years ago. It was gray, and I forget what the fourth color was, but it was gray. And then we had a blue and like a orange, like it was a burnt orange kind of color. And I had four colors I was mixing, the warm and the cool. And the fabric companies and the tile companies are in on this, which makes it much easier. But
right.
there's this great dichotomy of mixing both, which as somebody who's been in the field for a long time, it's kind of like this feels uncomfortable. And yet it really is beautiful. So if your client is wanting that, it does work. It does take a little bit more skill to play with the colors because you can't, I'm sticking all the warm colors or I'm sticking all the cool colors. Gray is finally going out. I am so happy. I'm tired
yeah.
of it. It's going to take
it
a little
make
while.
You happy.
We're still going to have it. But gold is coming in. And in the tile stores, I was just in the tile store the other day, and I'm seeing a lot more like fall colors, like greens
mm-hmm.
and rust and gold. And those are all my colors, so I'm a happy camper. When this hits,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm your gal, you know? I'm living in my colors. It's easy, you know? I mean, I can do
yeah.
other people's colors. That's what I do. That's one of my niches is I don't do what I like. I do what fits you. But
sure, but if you can get the two
is,
together, yeah.
yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that the that the tile stores and the flooring stores are in
fabric
on it.
Fabric stores,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny. We had a bad storm here 2 years ago, to almost now. Harvey came through, and there was a lot of flooding. And we did a lot of build backs of those homes, and everybody put down the tile that looks like wood, whether it was a brown grain or a gray grain or whatever it was. They all put that down. And do you think, because things come and go so fast, even the vinyl tile stores are staying up with the wood looking vinyl
mm-hmm.
that's waterproof supposedly. And, you know, do you think that if you're not going with a wood color that the grays and stuff, I mean, I think, and maybe you probably know better, don't you think that that's going to be out of style?
So the wood, the fake wood, the wood tile, the wood LVP, luxury vinyl planks, is very, very hot right now. But you know how
yes.
it goes. So it starts at the top with, like, the super high-end stores, and then it kind of works its way down. And by the time it hits, you know, Home Depot and stuff, it has a couple years and then it tends to go.
Right.
I think that I personally, I mean, unless you really have a purpose for it, if I'm using tile, there's so many beautiful tiles out there. Let's let it look like tile. And the same thing with LVP. There are times maybe if you're using a kitchen or a bathroom, I can see that. But I love wood, and the texture and the depth of it is so beautiful. And you can't really capture that in the other items. They can do a good job, and there's some rooms where, yes, it certainly works. But I think that it is a fad. It is a trend. I don't think it's going to go anywhere real soon. But I think it's hit a point of saturation in the market that it's hit its biggest point. It's going to start downhill. It'll take a little while, but I think it's going to go downhill. I think it's hit its biggest part.
I agree. They were selling that tile because there's still 1% of the surrounding of Houston that still hasn't built back their houses yet. So, I mean, there's thousands of people still living on the second floor. But one of the things is that they were manufacturing the tile so quickly, and I guess a lot of it comes out of Mexico, but it was actually warped. You know, it had a bow to it. So it was very hard to lay. You know, and I was almost trying to talk people out of it because we had to send a lot of it back. And the tile stores worked with us, but it's just too much production. So anyway, I want to talk about your book.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that people know, they can get it on Amazon, what's Color Got to Do With It is the name of the book. But they can go to your website, thecolorwhisperer.com, and find out a whole bunch of stuff. And you can get a copy, buy it through the website.
I'm just reading your website. I love your little
turn
quote,
your fear into fun and
feel
hugged
by
your
home.
Home.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Feel hugged by your home.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people in today's society move at a faster pace than, you know, I'm older. I'm 63 years old just in a month or two here. But, you know, things are different. We move at a faster pace. So do you think that people are spending the time in their home that they could feel a difference? Or do you think changing the colors and making them more like their personality might keep them in a better frame of mind at home, because they move fast. If it's not on their phone, I don't even know if they see it.
Color has a huge impact on us. And, you know, we're out in the world, we're fighting traffic. You know, we are getting how many ads a day from how many places. You go to work, you're struggling at work, whatever challenges you have to face. When you come home, if you come home to something that is more of that, where the energy is just kind of throwing at you, and it's just stuff that you kind of put up there. You don't have, you know, you didn't do it, or maybe you inherited it, or it doesn't calm you down. By having a space that reflects who you are, that comforts you, it can have a huge impact on how you face the rest of the world. Because if you're constantly being agitated, I had a client once, she described it that way. She had a room that literally drained her energy. And it was, and I use this too. But if you're getting all that energy taken away from you out in the world, and then you come home and your home is draining you, when do you get to get strong again? When do you get to fill your cup? And having a home, spending time on your home and giving it that extra, you know, paint color, draperies, a remodeled kitchen, a remodeled bathroom, it literally brings joy into your life. And it makes such a difference in how you go out and face all that other stuff, because you're able to build the energy up again. And that other stuff it's not as important anymore. I tend to get a lot of people who are rediscovering who they are. Maybe there's a divorce, maybe they're empty nesters, a widow. There's a big change in their life, and they don't really know. They're rediscovering themselves and who they want to be. And this gives them a solid foundation to create the rest of that change. And it really has a huge impact on people's lives. I've got a quick story I can tell you of a child that I worked with. I've got lots of stories, but this one's just quick and very impactful. I had a client who, I went in her bedroom, and 9-year-old was sleeping in mom and dad's bedroom. And they told me she was still having nightmares from 9/11. This was 5 years after. And I said, let me see the kids' room. Mom had done a really cute job. She created a little princess room for her kid, and it was a carousel theme. And there were these big, wide pink and purple stripes. And I walked in immediately. The room felt a little busy for me. And then Mom tells me the kids got dyslexia. So these wide stripes were shaking.
Oh.
So right before the towers fell, that's what this kid was seeing all the time. So, of course, she was having nightmares. Of course, she was scared. And I said, well, let's paint these walls yellow because yellow is going to help her to learn better. Mom said, oh, we can't get her out of the living room. There's a lot of yellow in there. So the kid's body knew instinctively what it needed, but she didn't know it. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How long? What doctor would have said, go home and paint your kid's room?
Right.
How long before that kid would have been on drugs?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's a great point. So you're helping people create a safe space in their home for themselves. And I know when people, and they get dressed to go to work, they wear colors that they enjoy looking at. And so it's really easy to understand that in your house, it's even more important to create the colors that are good for your personality, I guess, to say.
So let me ask you this, Jeanette. You know, this is great information. I'm going to start painting as soon as we get off of the show. But, you know, people are listening and they may be on a budget. So which room would you recommend that they start with?
The room they're in the most.
Okay. So whether that's the living room or the bedroom.
So it depends on what's going on, too. Are they having trouble sleeping? Okay, then you go to their bedroom. If it's a family and maybe there's just a lot of tension and anxiety, the living room or the kitchen, the dining room, usually the living room or the kitchen is where people spend most of their time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ultimately who is it that needs the attention first, the most, and where does that room have the biggest impact?
Okay. And how do you know what your color is? Like, just because it makes you feel good when you look at it? Or because I could walk in my bedroom and I wouldn't know.
You got to get my book for that one.
All right. I'm ordering it right now.
And that's great, because what about people who, a lot of people office from their homes now.
Uh-huh.
You know, even if they work in corporate, they're able to work from home as well, more so now than ever. And so it's real important, I guess. They just need to cut the money loose and do the whole house, have you come and go room to room with them.
Well, ideally, but even with home offices. So my house, you can imagine, has a lot of different colors in it. And I do different things in each room. So, for instance, yellow is a color of creativity. And so my living room is yellow, and that's where I do my writing. That's where I do phone calls like these. As a radio person, teal is a color of communication. So if you have a room where you're doing your radio show, I would have a lot of teal in there because it's going to help make that flow a little bit better for you. If you're doing work where it's much more number crunching, when I'm doing my estimates, I'm in another room, and the main color in there is brown because it helps ground me and keeps me more in the functional part of my brain instead of the creative part of my brain. So we can use colors to aid us in the type of work we're doing. So it's not, this is a great room for office. What do you do in your office? There's colors that can support what it is you do.
That's really interesting. Now you're really peeking.
It kind of goes along with like feng shui, right? The colors, and I know that's more of the placement of the furniture. And
that's a whole nother show.
Yeah,
myself,
but just listening to you talk, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
Well,
all energy.
Yeah.
I know enough about feng shui to be dangerous and not enough to do any good. But I have worked with the feng shui people and we've come to the same conclusion on colors. From very different places.
So we are in the middle of turning a master bedroom. We built a wall unit 10 foot by 9 foot tall. The house, a big screen, shelving, and stuff, right? And so the other day, Wendy came by the job, and she seen these color samples on the wall, and she was like, oh, look at that.
It was, one was a really bright orange, one was a peach color.
Might have been like pumpkin one too, right?
Yeah,
and now it starts to make a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
You know, that whole process. Now, the homeowner's doing the painting, and I'm just thinking, wow, you know, that's going to be kind of bright. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to ask him these questions. Was this in their, like, what made him come to those colors? Was it a mood, you know, or the reflection of a, I mean, it just puts a whole new light on it. So
it really
this is very educating to me.
Yes, very much.
So
you know,
this is in their master bedroom?
Yes.
So are they recently divorced or recently married?
No,
they're,
okay.
Well,
they have a 14-year-old, so they've been married for a while.
Yeah, no, they're not newly married. They're just a everyday couple, you know. I don't know. I don't do the Dr. Phil thing with them, but
it's an interesting choice, and it'd be interesting. I'm curious. So I can almost kind of feel a little bit about the space. And they're definitely wanting some change. Orange is a big color for change, and it promotes more change. And so maybe there's some other changes going on in their world that they're wanting to do. Orange is also another color for communication. And but this actually might even, if they're the right, what I call season, this could even up their romantic life.
Mm-hmm. And so all this information about
color,
all this what you're putting these with these colors, this information, is all that in your book as well? Like this color means that or could mean this?
So yes, my book is, there's four parts of what I do as a color whisperer. One is color theory, and that is what you see, you know, on all the shows. Color psychology, that's all in my book. There's the personality of color, that's also in my book. And then I listen to the house, I listen to the energy of the house, I listen to the energy of the people. And then I take the color personality and the color psychology and I weave that into a story like we just did. And I can sometimes even tell, you tell me what color you're looking at, and I can say, oh, this happened, that happened. Sometimes I'm better at it than others.
Okay.
The orange tells me that there's something, I can feel it, and I don't have the right words to express what I'm feeling with this man. But because it's his choice for the color, right?
Well, I don't think so.
No?
So let me ask you, so like what colors bring people that might be suffering from depression?
What colors would be
helpful? Sage green is a great color for depression because it helps you deal with change.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay. This is great stuff. I'm gonna,
I know.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. When can you be here to my house? I need to help
you. When's the next plane?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you send her an airline ticket, she'll be right here in no time flat. So let me ask you, do you go out and speak on these types of things? I mean, do you speak at any, like, networking events for business owners or contractors? Do you do any of that?
I do speaking. I do radio. If you've got a group you want me to speak at, more than happy to do that. I am actually working on creating a course. It's called Create with Confidence that gets much deeper into all of this than my book does. And it's to help people to be able to make the decisions on a much better, with a little bit more information, and then with it also comes a weekly phone call with me. So they have the support of, hey, am I understanding this right? Does this look okay? Does that look okay? And this is a way that I can help people all across the country, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I'll bet you that, you know, there's So we do a lot of business networking, and there are so many different types of groups, but there's so many women's groups out there, and mm-hmm. the women are making changes in their lives. They're, you know, guys are rough with all that. They just don't get it until they're old enough to, I guess, gain wisdom. I'm not sure, but women are more transparent and more likely to want to make changes in their lives. And plus, we know that women are the people that spend the money in the homes, you know, and yeah. so that would be an incredible target for you, I guess, would be women.
Oh, yeah. Most of my clients are women. Occasionally, yeah. I get a guy, and that maybe sometimes it's in the couple, the guy cares more. But, you know, you guys like to be our heroes. And most of the time, it's whatever you want, hon, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and you're happy. If we're happy, you're happy. And
yeah.
occasionally I come across something where the guy says no, and I'm like, next, because so many of these men are, it's like, well, whatever you want. So when they say something, it's just next. There's so many other choices out there. We can find something for the middle ground.
Yeah. I would, we're running out of time here. We're going to have you back on the show. I know that you have a special offer for people out there. Can we talk about that?
Sure. So if you go on my website, I've got a free 20-minute, it's called Create with Confidence consultation. So you just sign up on there's a little Calendly thing, and you get to talk to me for 20 minutes. And it's going to be like what we've just done. Tell me a little bit about you. I tell you a little bit about how this can change your life and how you can find better ways to create.
Now, do you do video chat with people, like from across the country, or do you
like a
Zoom
call? Yeah.
Very cool.
I can do Zoom. I can do Facebook. Those are the two main ones these days. So, yes.
So
I can do this virtually. I'm not tied to – I'm sorry?
That was my question about doing it virtually, so you don't have to have all your clients in your local area.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I just got a client in Virginia, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you know, it's all about being in a certain niche. And
mm-hmm.
it seems like you've created a perfect space there. I've never heard of anybody doing this before, so... This is huge.
Yeah, I've heard of people picking paint colors, but this goes way beyond that.
You know, if you go to the paint store and you have an account there, they'll tell you that they'll send someone out to your jobs and talk to the customer about colors and this and that.
Color coordinator or something.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all part of it. I always make a joke. My wife goes out and deals with all the colors and selections. It's too emotional for me. And, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm very much involved in it. One of the problems is that people can't visualize what it is. And before we had computers, I used to tell people, you cut out the type of hinges and the knobs and the cabinet design and all these things and put them on a poster board, cut them out of a magazine. Now we have Pinterest, which mm-hmm. really makes it easier for me to see what they're seeing. So
yes.
Do you create something for them that allows them to know, you know, so like after consulting with them, there's a living room, dining room colors, one wall is this color, the other three walls are this color, baseboards, you know, do you have something like that that they'll walk away with?
For the 20 minutes, I can't do that in the 20-minute consultation. If somebody hires
me. No, if they take your course, yes, ma'am.
And you,
if they take
the
course, what they're
going to
get, what they get with the course, this is a kind of generic, general course. They're going to find out there's four basic personality of colors, and each one has its own template. And so you will get all four templates, and I will help you see where you belong in that, in those four templates. Within that, there are different color ranges. And that's why I do the weekly part, because I want to make sure that they get the right range of those colors, because it's not universal. We each have our own personal design palette, and I want to make sure that everybody gets the one that's right for them. And it's energetic for me, it's vibrational, so I can do a lot of it even though the color might change a little bit through the screen, it's, does it feel right? Does the energy of the color feel right up against them? So I can do a lot virtually.
Yeah, that's very cool.
That is so cool. And you don't just work with paint colors, walls. You work with furniture and fabrics and rugs and all that, right?
Fabric, tiles, draperies. Okay. If it's inside your house, accessories, pictures, furniture, bedding, everything. No, this goes way beyond what color you
want.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is so cool.
I love it. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and I, Tegnabit, I want to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody knows that they can go to Amazon and get the book. And listen, folks, if you're listening to the show, go to the website, The Color Whisperer. Buy the book from the website, okay? There's a lot that goes on, and I have found when people buy the book from my website, well, Amazon doesn't need the money. So anyway, you got to help each other out. So they can also call you 626-485-6354. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Or Jeanette@thecolorwhisperer.com.
Actually, send it to design@thecolorwhisperer.com.
Perfect. All right, perfect. Well, I can't thank you enough. And before we have you go, I always ask one question that I gotta learn from people. So what is one thing this year, 2019, that you would tell people to pay attention to in their designs?
You know, me, it's all about color. You know, it's the color whisperer. It's, you know, even if you can't go paint your walls, go find a pillow that you fall in love with. I hate doing, you know, the pop of color stuff, but you know what? If you're on a really tight budget, go find a picture, go find a pillow, go find something that you are in love with. You know, Marie Kondo talks about what brings you joy, and I've been saying it way longer than her, but this is your home. This should bring you joy, and there's got to at least be one thing in it that really makes you feel good.
Well, I so appreciate your time today. We look forward to reaching back out to you. Wait a minute. I always ask this question. When's the next book coming out?
Well, I'm working on the course first. Once the course gets done, the course is going to give me the fuel for the next book.
Okay, so there'll be a workbook coming out and then another book.
The course book? The course will create the second book.
Okay. All right, very good.
And the
good.
Course, I'm hoping to start within the next maybe month. It's almost done.
Send us information on that when you get ready.
Yeah, please come back so we can help promote it. Yes, ma'am. We're just super excited about that, what you're doing, and very thankful for you to take time out for us and our audience to share all the stuff you're doing. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeanette. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you so much.
Right. We'll talk soon. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. So we'll be right back.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back, and what a great interview, Wendy.
That was awesome.
I mean, there's so much, you know.
I had no idea.
I'm big on nicknames, right? And the Color Whisperer, that was very cool. But the process behind it, I don't know if that title explains how awesome
right.
that is. Right. I mean, that's really good stuff. So
I'm still trying to process everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And so make sure to go to thecolorwhisperer.com and get the book. If you buy the book and you don't like it, email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, and I'll make sure Wendy reimburses you. That's how strongly we feel about this right now. We've been in the business a long time, and we know that colors make a difference. There has to be some pop in the room, so everybody says. But now we've learned that there needs to be some pop in the room for a different reason. It can create a safe space. It can create a relaxing space. It could help you get through sleepless nights. It could help you get
That's
through creativity
yeah.
in your office. And it, I mean, it's just cool stuff,
it's
right?
Very cool.
So
and I meant to ask
sure.
about the gold. She said gold was one of her colors. When you walk into my living room, there's a lot of gold in there. So I meant to ask her what the
Well, so you're going to have to, you're going to have to
get
shoot.
Her book.
Yeah,
I know.
That's exactly right. And so make sure to go to Amazon and, or to the Color Whisperer and get the book. It's going to be worth it. What's Color Got to Do with It by Jeanette Chasworth. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope that you'll join us every week. We just love doing this. And for me, it's personal because I get to do this with my wife. I've been doing them a long time with other co-hosts and myself as well. So tune in to Tough Talk Christian Radio. It's a weekly show that I do. And we have some other people on the network doing shows. If you're interested in franchising or you know, we also have something that deals with loss. So that might be a good show to get Jeanette on to because colors can help you cope
oh, I'm sure.
with that type of
yeah.
thing, right? So anyway, I hope everybody has a blessed week. And I
well,
think that's
week.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.